Welcome, everyone, to another MGTA radio program. I'm your host, John Tanner, and today our discussion is going to center around the MGTA contracts. Just as a reminder to everyone, MGTA is a national organization whose members can access ready-to-use contracts on a variety of technology solutions. MGTA represents members from all types of nonprofit entities, including community colleges. And that's what we would like to focus our attention on today and discuss the benefits MGTA memberships can offer community colleges. Today we have with us Gary Green, MGTA consultant. Thanks for joining us today, Gary. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement with MGTA over the years? Because you have been with the MGTA organization from the very beginning, correct?
That's correct, John. Basically, things began in the middle 80s, early 80s, when a group of us from colleges and universities in the state of Michigan decided that it was important because of the evolving technology, both voice and data, that we should have meetings and share our experiences and knowledge so that those folks who had recently acquired a position in technology at their respective institutions could have some background and acquire more knowledge relative to the job that they were accepting. So in that vein, three of us from different colleges and universities in the state came together, had a discussion about doing that, and started with an informal meeting actually in 1981. And then the organization became a little more formalized as we had more participants. And in 1982, we had a membership of 17 colleges and universities at that point in time. And then as we got into a divestiture of AT&T, we had 71 colleges and universities from the state of Michigan. And we decided that it would be beneficial for everyone for us to put together an RFP process on behalf of all of the members and using their purchasing powers collectively, submit an RFP to the vendors across the country relative to providing aggressive pricing on services and products involved in the technology world. And to that end, we have MGTA has grown, as John has pointed out, is definitely a national organization now with over 9,000 members and everything from state government entities to community service groups. And I have continued to serve MGTA now as a consultant on some definitive areas that I have worked with over the years with the FCC and USAC. These are referred to as universal service programs.
Fortunately, Gary, you also have experience with community colleges, and you have worked for a community college and have taken advantage of MGTA's purchasing power for technology services and equipment. In order to do that, you need to be a MGTA member. So what is the process for becoming a MGTA member?
That is correct, John. MGTA contracts are only available to MGTA members, and becoming a MGTA member is actually a very simple process. You can go to the MGTA website at www.mgtatech.org, and in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a button that says Join MGTA, and that form is very simple, and you will receive a response back from the MGTA organization providing information on the cost of membership and the benefits. That can be done within a matter of days. So that's how simple it is to become the member.
I know you're familiar with the MGTA's RFP process and the people involved for the review and evaluation of those responses. Could you take us through that process a little bit?
Yes, I can, John. Having participated myself, we do have an extensive RFP process, and in many aspects, more extensive than a state government RFP. We ask many in-depth questions referencing finances of the vendor that would be responding, their technical expertise, how long they've been in business, and the kinds of services and products that they offer. We have a review process whereby the review committee, which is comprised, I might add, by volunteers from the MGTA membership across the country. So we have expertise in technology from state government, higher ed, healthcare in this case. We bring those people together in a common location so that they can review the responses to the RFP that MCTA releases. And I might add, MCTA releases these RFPs at the national level. So I believe the MCTA continues to publish in USA Today on multiple occasions so that we can make sure that we have reached as many technology vendors as possible. There is, in the review process, there is a scoring schedule. The highest score, is, of course, is on the pricing side of things, and then it goes down from there. But we strive, of course, with the entire buying power now of the organization nationally to provide the most aggressive pricing of products and services. And I might add, we do focus on the latest technology available out there.
Now, Gary, you said something about national contracts. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I know that as a MCTA member, there are advantages to an organization for using MCTA contracts that are nationally bid. What are some of those advantages?
Well, of course, as I have spoken, the aggregated purchasing power of the organization in total. And one of the things that MCTA does that is very unique is that we have what we refer to as living contracts, which means they can be amended over the course of their term. And the reason for doing that is to continue to provide the best pricing and the most current technology available to all of our members.
So MCTA provides aggressive pricing on contracts from multiple vendors. Are you limited to purchasing from one vendor for a product or service?
No, you're not, John. Yes, we do have, we award multiple contracts if indeed a vendor reaches the high bar, if you will, of review that we have set forth in the RFP process. We strive to provide multiple vendor contracts so that our members have an array of offerings, which means that they can choose products and or services not limited to a single vendor. And we have found that to be very advantageous to our members.
So, Gary, if I'm representing a community college and I heard everything that you said today, and I'm still on the fence about joining MCTA, from your experience, not only with MCTA, but with community colleges, what would you say to me that would help me make that decision?
Well, of course, the mere fact that MCTA is bidding, is running an RFP processes on behalf of its membership, our contracts are therefore national contracts, which supersede any local or government contracts. And MCTA also participates in and I mentioned them before, universal service fund programs, one of which can be advantageous to community colleges, and that is the universal service program that funds broadband services and or equipment for those community colleges that are in a rural setting that provide minimally, and most of them do, a nursing training, degree training. How that functions is the community college member can contact the MCTA office and they and inquiring about that program, and the office would in turn contact me, and then I would get back to the community college member and go over the process and procedures involved in the program I'm referring to is called the Healthcare Connect Fund. And it is an annual program. It's not competitive. Currently provides about $786 million annually for, as I said, broadband services and or equipment. And I would help them go through that filing process. I would determine if indeed the respective community college does qualify as rural, or if there are larger community college with satellite campuses, if any of those satellite campuses qualify as rural. Once we have determined that, then I can help them through the filing process. MCTA does not file on behalf of its community college members, but I can assist someone from that community college through the filing process. And the program funds 65% of the cost of broadband services and or equipment. And it is an ongoing program, as I said, so you can file annually and take advantage of that 65% cost being paid by this Federal Universal Service Fund program, which is overseen by the FCC. Our members, because of our relationship with the FCC and USAC, the organization that the FCC has designated to run the program daily, realize that our contracts, vendor contracts, they recognize them as government master services agreements. So our, in this case, community college healthcare related members do not have to bid. They can take advantage of any of the eligible contracts that appear on the MCDO website.
So Gary, once again, can you tell us what is that program that you can help community college with in their filing? What's the name of that program?
The program is called the Healthcare Connect Fund. They can go to the website, and there is a segment there dedicated to that process. It has my contact information. But if they just want to contact me directly, they can feel free to contact the office, and they will put me in contact with the respective community college representative. Once again, I want people to realize it is not a competitive bid program. There is a window in which you have to file, and that typically runs the 1st of December through the latter part of March, and sometimes it's extended even further as the government tries to reach all of these rural healthcare locations. Why a community college? Because they fund healthcare training entities in the rural setting as well.
So thank you, Gary, for being with us today. There was a lot of information. And if our listeners want to learn more about MCDA contracts or the other information Gary talked about today, you can head over to the MCDA website at mcdatech.org, and you can navigate the website and find all the information there. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in today. We hope you find this information helpful, and we hope you continue to keep updating yourself on current technology trends. And be sure to come back again for more MCDA Radio episodes. Bye for now.